Hey y'all, and welcome back to Henny Sex Talk. It's your girl Henny. So today we're gonna talk about anal sex positions. Okay, I got a few for y'all. So before you get into the anal area, just know your first couple times might be uncomfortable. Some say painful, some say a lot of pressure, you know what I'm saying? So you might fool a little bit, okay? So just know that it's not gonna be as successful as you want it to be, you know what I'm saying? So just be like, okay, let me still be confident, let me just try this out, you know, something new, something to spice it up. You know, I love spicing shit up. So yeah, I feel like before you start having anal sex, maybe have your partner like massage your booty hole with their thumb, you know, really caress it, like really make you feel good and comfortable. So you'd be like, oh, okay, it's definitely like a fucking turn on. Like something about the booty, I don't know, it's a turn on. Like you can really come from your ass. That shit is crazy. Okay, so much. So it's a few positions that I wanted to share with you guys. The first one is the lap dance. You know how like the man is sitting on the edge of the bed, you get on top of him the back way though, like your butt on his lap. And you can do like the reverse cowgirl too. That's just for the vagina, but you know, sorry y'all, it's giving me more ideas. But the back way, and carefully insert the penis or the strap on inside your butt, but gently, okay? So make sure the lube is there before you do anything, because you going in dry, it's gonna be so motherfucking painful and uncomfortable. You gonna be like, hell nah. So start with the lube, get it all lubed up. Penis, the booty hole, get it lubed up. Nice and juicy. Insert the tip. Okay, start off with the tip. Then just go full throttle in there. You're going to be like, woo! Okay, cop tap. Start with the tip. Okay, and gently work your way down. Okay, and you can just, if you feel like, oh God, like you have to stop, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Try again. And then start, you know, gently bouncing up and down till you feel more comfortable to really like go crazy and really make that ass clap on that dick or that strap on, period. But you really have to be gentle, especially if it's your first time, okay? Gentle and slow, please, okay? Especially if they're a big size, please, your booty hole, okay? Calm down. Alright, it's like getting your virginity took all over again. You know what I'm saying? So, really, really be gentle. Okay? The tip. Start with the tip and work your way down. Come back up. And go back down. Slide up, slide down. Till you're more comfortable. Then you can start making it clap. Okay? Like, period. Okay, but that's why the lube is there, to make it easier to go inside. Boop, boop. Okay, the second one is the laying dog. Like, basically doggy style, but you're just laying down. That should be, like, a little more comfortable, especially for beginners, because you're laying down, you relax, you're comfortable, and lube it on up. Have him insert, okay? If it's too much, like, okay, no, pineapples. That's like my safe word. I don't know. I watched like the Kevin Hart segment, his little comedy show, and that always stuck to me. Pineapples, I don't know, it's so weird. So, yeah. So make sure he do the tip first. Don't just be, yeah, sticking that motherfucker in there and just thinking it's just, sir, ma'am, calm it down, okay? Just, and like, let him know, like, please be gentle and take it slow, okay? Because, you know, like, when they get excited, they be like, ooh, I'm about to just rampage my shit in there. No, you're not about to rampage shit, it's nothing. Okay, you need to come up to ass my first time. This is my booty hole. Calm it down. For real. So, lie on your stomach and have your partner lay directly on top of you, entering from behind gently. Please. Have them balance their elbows for comfort, you know, but sometimes the men or the women, they don't use their elbows, they use their hands. So whatever your partner is comfortable with doing, because y'all might be there for a minute in the back, you know, especially if it's like beginner, because it's like, okay, let me see if I can do this. Let me try to move here. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me wiggle over here. You know what I'm saying? So when you get better and more comfortable, then y'all can just be going wild and pulling hair and all types of crazy ass shit and choking and whatever else y'all want to do. You know what I'm saying? Spice up a little bit, a little blindfold, a little whip, all that good stuff. The third position is backdoor missionary Sam. Okay. So, you know how you do missionary, your legs up in the air, goes in the vagina, and from the men to men, they already do this, where they legs in the air, they stick the penis in the booty hole. So, for us women, it's the same thing. Instead of going in the vagina, goes in the booty hole. I see this a lot in pornos, especially when they be doing, like, the threesome with two men. Or the threesome with, like, the woman and the man, she had the strap on, and then, you know, he insert in her booty hole or vice versa. So, yeah, legs in the air and have your partner, if you feel comfortable having your legs way in the air. If you don't, just spread your legs open until you're comfortable enough, feel relaxed, and have your partner insert the penis inside your booty hole. Lube it up first, okay? This might be an easy beginner start too, because you're on your back, you're relaxed, and y'all face to face, you know, y'all could be kissing, anything to make you feel more comfortable, more relaxed, more open, and start the session of fucking woo-woo. For real, period. Okay, it's another one called the caboose. While your partner sits on the bed or the chair, back yourself into his lap or her lap and spoon each other while seated. So you're kind of spooning, you're sitting down spooning, and then they insert the penis or the strap on inside you, and they go ahead and rock the boat. Okay, lube, always remember the lube. Okay, and then it's another one called the back end, where you lay down, they stand up. Okay, you laying down and they're standing up, and they insert the penis or the strap on after lube. Okay, and they get it in like that. Please, please, gentle. Okay, gentle. Do not be going all crazy. This goes for the men and the women. Do not be going crazy. Like, oh shit, you know, because anal sex is like a new step in some people's relationship, because a lot of people don't do anal sex. They're like, I ain't gonna do anal, hell no. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot with that. So if your partner lets you do anal sex, please, please take your time, be gentle until y'all both are comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to just fuck up their insides or have them hurting to where it's like trauma for them. Like, oh my god, I would never want to do that again. You know what I'm saying? All types of crazy shit do happen when it comes to anal. So for the person that's having, you know, having the penis stuck inside them, strap on, whether it's a strap on, a real penis, whatever it is, thumb, goddamn popsicle stick, whatever, okay, all types of crazy shit y'all be putting on booty holes, okay, I don't know. Please make sure you either detox or make sure your system is clean out, and make sure you clean your booty hole out, because you don't want no shit, dookie, whatever you call it, left over on the penis, either the strap on, the toy, the thumb, whatever y'all use, okay? Please clean out your system. Please clean it out flush it out and wash that booty up. Get a rag, okay, water, and really two fingers and really swipe and get in there real good. Get in there real good. You be like, oh shit, okay, you feel a little good, okay. But get in there real good, clean it out really good. Sometimes it be a quickie. Have baby wipes on you, like the cleansing wipes, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and clean it out real good. Clean out real good. Okay. Period. And then the spoon. So, you know, I just talked about the spoon and sitting up, but the spoon and laying down. So, you guys, you already know how to spoon. It's basically your partner this way. You scoot your butt to be connected. Nice little cuddle. Romantic. It's so cute. And they can insert the penis or the strap on. And just really, they can, like, hold you, grab your neck, you know, whisper sweet, sexy shit to you. Ooh! You know, you feel like, okay, I'm comfortable. They got me. You know, I feel loving. I just love it. Like, so sexy. Yeah, okay, it's a little thing called fidging. I hope I'm saying that right. Fidging. F-I-G-G-I-N-G. So, it's part of the BDSM or whatever, where they get the ginger. Like, the ginger rope, you go up to the store, you get the ginger rope. And they clean it. They get all the pillings off and everything like that. Sanitize it. And they stick it in the anus. Okay? So, if that's something y'all want to try, doing your anal sex positions or anal sex adventures, just letting y'all know. But if you do have a allergy to ginger, please do not try that. Stick to a toy, strap on our penis, our thumb, our finger. Please, if you're not sure that you're allergic or not, ask your doctor to do like an allergy test or just don't try it at all. But it was just something I was reading up on, and I was like, what? People be doing that? That's crazy. You know, everything is just like, it's kind of like wild out here, y'all. A lot of different shit to spice up your relationship, and a lot of different shit you can do. Like, that shit is crazy. A ginger root, y'all? I was just like, huh? I ain't never heard of that, but I was doing like some research and things like that to share with y'all, and I wanted to share that with you guys. So make sure you peel it though. If you do try, please peel it and get all that shit, the oh my god, what is it called? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Get all the peel it, make sure it's clean and sanitized, because y'all do not want y'all assholes to be scraped and bleeding from that goddamn ginger root. You feel me? So make sure it's clean, shaped right, insertable. Okay. Please. Okay. And that's just that on that. So remember, lube, be gentle, and have fun. And that's just that on that. Love y'all. Have a good day.